Hello there. May I speak to Grace?
Hold on.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. How are you today? My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Very well. Let's continue in that case. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yes,
chances
definitely.
Are 50-50.
Will, definitely.
Okay, definitely vote. Definitely vote. Okay, very well. For the statistical purposes, what is your age?
67.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Oh, Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, let's move on. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very, very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. First one is Black Lives Matter, or BLM. How do you feel about that organization?
I'd say 100.
100, thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Next one is an idea, you know, a friend. Critical race theory, or CRT. How do you feel about that?
Wait a minute, hold on.
That would be critical race theory.
Yes, 100.
100, thank you so much. And how do you feel about public school teachers?
50.
50, very well. How do you feel about public charter schools?
50.
50, all right. How do you feel about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
I'd say 100.
100, all right. How do you feel about your local school board?
30.
30. Okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
100.
100. Thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about public schools?
80.
80. Thank you. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
0.
0. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on quickly. I know your time is important.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good. Thank you, ma'am. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Probably staying the same.
Staying the same. Thank you so much. Some people view education as means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public school prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and 0 means public school do not prepare the students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So how well do public school prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math from 0 to 10?
I would say 7.
7, thank you, ma'am. And how well public school prepares students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
3.
3, okay. How well the public school prepares students to be ready for higher education like college?
I'd say 6.
6, thank you, ma'am. And how well do public school prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
5.
And how well public school prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
4.
Mm-hmm. And how well public school prepare students to develop social skills?
5.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. All right, almost there. Would you say your state spends just the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Not enough,
okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot,
thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Agree? And
yes,
would you
agree?
Would you agree strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you, ma'am. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot,
thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First
Oscar,
statement says...
I can't
yes,
hear
sir.
You.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political points or viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly, ma'am, or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly, ma'am? Or
strongly.
Somewhere? Thank you. Let's move on. All right. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some people say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is, that shows here is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I would support.
Would that be a strong support or
yes.
not? Thank you. Next idea says making it easier for parents to challenge books in the school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support that idea or oppose it?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
And what is my choices for
would you support that idea or oppose it?
I would oppose it.
And would that be a strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
A strongly opposed.
Thank you. And next idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Wouldn't you support or oppose that idea?
I would oppose that.
Strongly as well? Or just
strongly.
Somewhat? Thank you. Next idea, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you support or oppose?
I would strongly support.
Support it, thank you. And the last one in this particular line of questioning, increasing discipline in schools. Would you support that or oppose it?
I would oppose it.
Somewhat opposed or strongly, ma'am?
Strongly.
strongly. Thank you so much. Let's move on. And almost done. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Support, strongly.
Strongly support. Thank you so much. Let me see. I'm going to read you some arguments, actually three of them. After that, we'll start wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you some arguments that other people make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, 0 means it is not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, thank you. Next statement, argument says, last year the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books target include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you find that argument, ma'am?
Ten.
And one more. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Very well, let's move on and let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly agree? Is that correct?
Strongly.
Or somewhat agree? Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree, ma'am, or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
Thank you. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year, meaning 4 years of college?
Yes, whatever degree you got, the last one you got. Bachelor's?
Bachelor's degree, right.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describe your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Retired, thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married, living with
married.
My partner.
Thank you. Yes, I surmise that. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Democrat. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I call myself a strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Very well. Let's move on. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No, because they're in their 30s now, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess I would say very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Okay, twice a week or every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never? So that would be never, correct?
I would say hardly ever.
Hardly ever, okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first description says, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does this apply to you, ma'am, or to someone else in your household?
No.
No, does not apply. Thank you. Second is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does this apply to you or to someone else in your,
yes,
in your household?
Yes, I'm a teacher, retired.
You're a teacher. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Rural.
Rural. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your value.
Thank you, Oscar.